the Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married. Tonight, we got our Bloody Marys, and we are reviewing Volume 2, Season 4 of Stranger Things, the 4-hour finale.
Yeah. Before we get into it, first off, spoilers. If you haven't watched it, we're going to spoil shit.
We spoil everything.
And also, we have merch.
We do.
So just go to www.bloodymarypodcast.com and check it out. We got shirts, hoodies, cups, all that kind of stuff.
Beanies.
Yeah. And there's also an Amazon wish list if you go there. Bunch of other stuff.
Yeah. So yeah. Check it out. And if you buy some merch, take a picture and tag us on social media. We would love to see it.
Totally. I got like hair in my mouth. People are watching. God. Yeah. Cool. Fucking dog.
Dog hair everywhere.
Well, what'd you think about the finale?
I liked it. I thought it was had a lot of heart. It was very emotional. I think the kids kind of knocked it out of the park in that respect.
Yeah.
I thought it drug on a little bit in places. The last episode, that was like just a fucking movie, 2 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see what the fuck they do after.
Right.
Because if they're going to do a time jump, like, how are they going to do that? Like, what's are we just going to like time jump and everything's apocalyptic world or?
Yeah, I know. One of my things was up until I saw this, I really wanted them to time jump. I'm like, they better time jump. These characters are looking way too old.
You know, Steve's 30.
And now after seeing the finale, I don't want them to time jump at all. I want them to pick up right where they left off. I don't care if the actors look like they're 45 playing teenagers.
Right.
I want to just pick up right there because I think it I don't know. I feel like it would do the story a disservice if you time jumped because this is the first time you're left with such a kind of cliffhanger open ended. I mean, they did it little bits, but the
usually,
bad guy is still alive.
Right.
The gateways are now open.
A big gateway.
And then
open.
So what do you jump like? 5 years into the I feel like we'd be missing out on so much story if they time jumped,
right?
Like this time, because the threat is right there in front of them still, as opposed to before where they defeated it. Okay, we're all good for like a year or something, we can go back to our lives. Now they can't.
No.
So I feel like if they do time jump, we would miss out on a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, because so, it's already like, toward, you know, at the end, like the death of the land and the flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're seeing that happening in the ash that's coming in the air. And
yeah, it was all cool.
Yeah, what are they going to do? What the fuck?
I don't know.
There's some shit in Russia that they need to talk about. They need to tap into.
Well, they're going to have to team up with Russia if they want to stop the end of the world.
Right?
The whole series was very Nightmare on Elm Street.
So
all the
much.
Way through. Even music, Nancy and Nancy. So much Nightmare on Elm Street. And there was Michael Myers nods in this.
Brought it back to when Sadie first showed up. That was her. Michael Myers was her.
And he's running around with a mask on. And,
right.
And then at the end when they defeat Vecna, he disappears like Michael Myers.
Oh, yeah. He totally pulled a Michael Myers. Falls out the window and then they go outside and then he's gone.
Yeah. But let's go back. So you were about what we predicted in our first podcast, you were right on pretty much everything. It was all Vecna. I was like, he's just a side piece.
Uh-uh.
There's something bigger out there, which maybe there still could be, but I don't think so. It's all Vecna.
No, because he was like, I drew this as a little kid, and then you threw me down there, and I was like, oh shit, I can make this happen now.
Yeah, but to be fair, in like when we did that podcast, I assumed, I didn't do research, that this show was going to go on for like 10 seasons.
Right.
I didn't know that 5 was going to be the last one. So I just imagined like, why are they going to reveal the big bad when there's probably like 10 more years of Stranger
Things? They're wrapping that shit up quick.
But they are. So I didn't know that. And I probably would have taken that into account. But either way, you were right.
Well, I just feel like you're throwing someone down there who is already like prime evil villain.
Yeah.
Since he was a kid, he's like plotting how to do this shit. And you throw him in a place with a hive mind and like all this stuff. Like, of course he's going to be like, whoa.
Or is he the hive mind? Did he create the hive mind?
Yeah, he probably created the hive mind.
Yeah. Well, anyways, and then you were also right about when you were talking about who you think's going to die. I think you threw out Eddie and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. But then I also threw out, I think the new jock who's gonna die, and they both did.
They did. The yep. jock dude got just melted in half.
Yep.
Yeah. Melted right in fucking half.
Eddie died. I'm glad Steve lived. I didn't want Steve
I am.
To
I know. I was like, oh my God, they're all making like those, you know, in movies or TV where in, they're the foreshadowing that they talk about their dreams for the future, or they're like, I really love you. I just wanted you to know that. Or all those things. I'm like, oh God, he's making a die speech. Oh, that person's making a die speech. They're all dying.
You were like, yeah, you were all about that.
I was worried about Steve dying.
I wasn't too worried. I feel like, yeah. I mean, he could die in the final season, but Steve needs to get his dream.
He does.
Maybe not with Nancy, but you know.
He does get his little RV with all his six kids right. just roaming
Steve's
the country.
Steve's just going to become a Mormon.
I like how he's like, I got some experience dealing with six kids right? over here.
Nancy's like, six kids? Nah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it didn't exactly go how I thought it was going to. I thought it was going to like kind of exactly mirror the Dungeons & Dragons game.
Right.
But to an extent, they kind of did. Like, everybody worked together separately. Like, they were in Russia doing this thing, and, you know, kids were over here. Yeah, they all worked together to defeat the evil.
They did.
Plan.
They had some from Russia with love.
Yeah.
With the parents.
Yeah.
I like that, how they're like, okay, no, we can't get back to them, but we can help them in this way because they're all connected. And then they've got a flamethrower, and like Murray's just on the top, like fuck yeah.
Which I think there was a missed opportunity for Murray to throw out a sweet one-liner when he like, I don't know, something dumb like it's Murray o'clock or
it's Murray time, bitches.
Yeah, it's Murray's barbecue. Anything like that would have been funny.
It would have,
but it was still really good, and I liked the when Hopper had the sword and he was slow motion fighting the creature, and back in Hawkins they were fighting Vecna upstairs, which that was awesome. Nancy was badass. She's Sarah Connor Terminator 2 that shit with the shotgun.
Oh yeah,
that was awesome. She was awesome.
You know, we talked about this last one. She's not my favorite character, and I was like, well, she dies, but like, fuck yeah, Nancy.
Yeah,
like she's
cool.
Like sawed off shotgun motherfucker. Yeah. I get you. Like,
yeah.
I like how Steve and Robin kind of just hung back, and she was like on it.
I know. Steve has this huge battle axe, and I don't even think he used it. Maybe like whack one like tentacle or something, but I don't recall him using his battle axe.
No, it was kind of the women, like,
yeah,
you know, Robin had her Molotov cocktail bombs, and then Nancy's awesome. Like, all right, on it, and then she just starts shooting him,
and they all going for they were it. All they when they're all gearing up, they reminded me of Red Dawn, and then it also kind of it was like very Lost Boys too. Like,
I think it was a little bit of both. I
Frog
think it
Brothers
was,
going into the lair to kill the vampire.
Right, I think it was very like you see your red nod, Red Dawn,
a
nods.
Red nod. you've had some vodka over there.
What? No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. Nods to Red Dawn and Lost Boys.
And then Lost Boys kind of together. And I, you know, in the chapter 8, Papa, like 11 just rising over. I think, you know, she got to see what a real dad was like with Hopper. And then, you know, Papa comes back and he's a gaslighting, manipulative motherfucker. And like the whole time I'm like, oh no, I did this all for you. Fuck you. You did this all for me. Everything I, fuck you. And she's like, oh no. So I'm proud of her. He's like, just you believe me, right? You believe me. I did everything for you. And she didn't even, she's like, goodbye.
Yeah.
Like, proud of her for that.
Yeah, no, she kicked ass. And I'm glad that she didn't like say, I understand, to give him his final piece before
right,
he died.
Right, give him his piece. Yeah. Nah, motherfucker, because no.
Yeah. But I guess, empathize with that character a little bit more than you, because I do. But I think part of him was trying to help her. A very deep, twisted part.
In his framework, yeah, he was. He was trying to help her, but that he was the monster. He was the twisted
for
motherfucker. Because
sure.
She's like, Paul Reiser's character is like, just let her go and she'll come back. Like, if we just give her that moment to check on her friends, she'll come back.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, we gotta fucking keep her here. We're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
There was a happy medium there. But you chose the wrong, you chose the toxic road, Papa.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
So it was nice to see her have her moment of like,
yeah, and that whole
empowerment
scene too, when she took down the helicopter.
Oh, that was rad.
Pretty badass.
I know, they're like, we got her in her sights, and she's like, yep, Boom. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I liked that whole the helicopter with the army vehicles in the desertish scene was really very 80s.
Oh, like that was such an 80s.
With the helicopter flying low with the vehicles.
They V out.
I feel like that shot was from Lethal Weapon at the end when they're in the desert. I feel like it was the exact same thing.
Probably.
Yeah. That was very 80s. And then there's a shot too of like when the colonel gets out, the bad colonel, and he's like standing by his vehicle. Just how they were doing the camera mm-hmm. with that was just super very 80s. And there's like a dust and smoke going by him, and you see the chopper in the background.
Right.
That was 80s all the way.
That was yeah. 80s all the way.
Which is the whole series is 80s all the way, but I don't think we'd ever seen like full on Rambo-ish military stuff yet.
Right. No, not really. Yeah. Not in that way.
Yeah.
I think it was funny. We're like, we have a civilian pizza truck, and they're like, just ignore it. You're in the middle of you're in the middle of a desert in a secret location, and just some random pizza truck is coming. Like, why are you ignoring that? Yeah,
you rocket launcher that shit.
Yeah, you get rid of that shit quick, because it ain't oh my God, we thought we had to order a pizza from here. Like,
fuck. Yeah, you got the sniper in the helicopter. If you see that vehicle coming, then you get on the, you're walking, you get Bushwhack Billy, you copy? And then it's a guy with a rocket in the bushes. Right. I'm on him. Go, go.
We got a and civilian then, pizza truck in the middle of the desert.
And then all of the LA crew dies. Which, okay, that's a good transition into, I didn't like the LA Crew story the first part of this season, and I really liked it the last part. I think that Will and Mike, they actually acted well. Great. Oh, I think Will had
knocked
Will,
it out of the park.
And Jonathan, I think he did a good job too. So this is where I think splitting the season kind of did it a disservice in one way. I think it was really fun to split it up. But also, I think if I would have watched it all at once, I wouldn't have felt that way about Will and Mike's acting as I did just watching the first part.
Right.
I would have been like, oh, no, they were fine. It was just kind of a build up to it.
Yeah, it was nice to see. And then that, you know, Will's speech was kind of twofold. He's talking about Eleven, but also himself. Oh, yeah. And
just
then
talking
just
about himself.
Like tear, like he's like holding back his bawling like quietly.
Yeah.
And like that was heartbreaking. Aww. That was so heartbreaking.
And then when the brother saw how much pain he was in, and he's like, I'm sorry that I wasn't, I haven't been there. I've just been super high.
And he was like, you've been stoned. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I've been dealing with some stuff. Mm-hmm. I do like though, they're like, well, we need a bunch of salt. And then their friend was like, on it. And then they go to another pizza place, and he's like, my dude. And he's like, all right.
It's like the whole reason for that character to exist was to provide that.
And I like how they did the pizza. He's making pizza like an artisan, and they're gearing up for fighting. He's doing his,
Yeah, that's another thing, too. The montages in this are pretty sick. I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, I mean, 80s and montage-y.
Very much. I also think I was disappointed by Metallica.
Oh, yeah. That's like, if we're talking about the things I didn't like, that's definitely one. I'm not a big fan of Metallica.
Same.
I think there's so many other songs and bands that he could have rocked out to. And I have a theory.
Oh.
My own personal theory.
Okay.
The reason why he died is because he played Metallica.
And if you would have played Dio or something else, you would have lived.
There's Dio is so much way better than Metallica, but yeah, I think that's why he died, because he played Metallica, and the bats were like,
was like, fuck
I'm sorry, I think they got annoyed on top of being distracted.
Probably. I mean, I would be too if I was bats.
So then they, you know, went after him, and they're like, no, we're gonna tear you apart. If he would have rocked out to some Rainbow in the Dark Dio, like I thought, or any Dio.
Yeah.
Or even like Journey that they wove into like the title and the ending.
That was really great.
Like, even if he would have busted out with a sick Journey ballad, I bet those bats would have like went and then hung out. And if he would have rocked out with the bats,
that would have been way badass. Right? I mean, it was still pretty badass, but but like fucking Metallica. God damn it.
I mean, he could have like Pied Piper did the shit out of those bats, right? If he like played a song that entranced the shit out of those bats. Like, what's the Journey song that they had going on? Separate Ways?
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, they could have stopped, and then he could have like rocked and led the bats.
Oh, that would have been better. But yeah, I was disappointed. I was like super stoked to be like, what's he going to play? And he busts out Metallica, and I'm like, fucking Metallica. I know. God damn it.
I know, but yeah, that's
fucking Max. Oh my God, I
fucking
cried.
Max,
I cried.
Yeah, you were crying.
Max made me cry.
I was like, well, she's gonna have some nerve damage with those lips.
Like, well, her whole speech before, you know. Like her confession,
yeah,
and wanting to disappear and all of those things made me cry. I've been in that headspace before, not wanting to be around or to disappear or not wake up.
Well, that's
so it is. And so her little speech was heartbreaking, and then like just watching Lucas and that whole thing. Oh, yeah. And like she died for a whole fucking minute.
Yeah.
And that was like, whoa, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then Eleven brought her back, so she has bring back life powers now,
I think. So well, yeah,
or
she
was
does.
The power of love and friendship.
It was the power of love. The whole fucking season and the whole show is about the power of love.
The power of love.
Everything, I mean, 80s is about the power of love. Come on.
I mean,
it's
Mike's
the power of love.
Mike's little speech to Eleven where he's like, I love you. Yeah. That was very like Nightmare on Elm Street 2 at the very end.
Yeah.
Because he's stuck in the Freddy's thing and the girl who he does not romantically like, by the way, is like, I love you. And then he comes free and he defeats Freddy for love.
Well, Will was telling him too. He's like, you're the heart.
You're the heart.
I drew this for you. The heart and your shield.
That was painting was really cool though.
It was. It was cute.
They're little fighting the dragon.
Yeah.
They're separate, but he's the heart and he brings them together and everything.
Yeah.
And then the end where Eleven is like in her room. And then Hopper's in her face is just like, oh my God. Like,
that was cute too.
That was just, oh.
So here's the thing. Do you think Hopper's going to stay skinny? Or do you think when they do season 5 in like 7 years, he's going to put weight back on?
I don't know.
Because he lost it. It was because of the story, because he was in Russian prison, right, not eating anything. Do you think he's going to put it back on?
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll go full back because Hopper was depressed eating donuts. Full Hopper was depressed. He's drinking in the mornings.
Yeah,
he's taking antidepressants.
Yeah.
He's eating
it's
a lot of donuts.
It's been so long since I've seen the first season.
He is depressed. So I think there's going to be a happy medium. Yeah. He has Eleven back. He's got Joyce. He's not in a Russian prison, which, I mean, he broke out of that prison.
then broke back
into the prison.
Yeah. I hope that his Russian buddy that he met continues to be part of the story.
Yuri?
Yeah.
Or not Yuri.
I don't know.
Yuri was the pilot.
Or both of them.
Both of them. They were fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
They both were fun. I'm glad that they, helped them escape at the end. He like made his impassioned speech and, you know, got the chopper going.
He was like, you're a coward. He's like, what? That's all it took.
You are not the guy I knew.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess one thing I didn't like also was I don't like that Vecna did the Michael Myers thing at the end where they burn him and they shoot him and then they go and his body's gone.
And he disappears.
Yeah, I would have liked a version of that. I would have liked like the Jason Voorhees version where they think they kill him and it was he's buried in the ground or something. At the very end, his eye opens back up.
That would have been cool.
Like they do with Jason, you know, like in part 6, Friday the 13th, Jason Lives. They do this whole thing in the water. They like fire, saw his face, and they drown him with the thing. And they think he's dead, but at the end, his eye. Like I would have liked something like that. I would have liked it to go just a little bit further.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think their phase plan was really cool. Like they had their whole like at the beginning, I'm like, someone is gonna deviate from this plan. It's gonna be deviated from.
Everybody is gonna deviate from the fucking plan. Like you kind of started out saying there was more emotion, the stakes were higher. It kind of, you know, it feels like Harry Potter. As they get older, stakes get higher, kind of thing.
Yeah.
That was really good. I liked it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I think the last half hour, I think we both were like, oh, it's over. And then we're like, oh, shit, there's 24 minutes left.
Well, yeah, I thought it was over and then there was more. But I wasn't upset about it. I wasn't upset
about it either.
It felt like the end of Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, where it just went on and on and on. But it was good. I enjoyed it. Dustin's speech to Eddie's dad was, I think that was the most emotional one for me.
That was
pretty cool.
All the kids really knocked it. Each one of them had their really good emotional scenes and they all brought it really well. well.
Yeah.
So kudos to them. Like,
yeah, it was really, really well done. And, you know, God, they had a lot of money and you can see it and like, fucking everything. I bet you that they didn't know the Kate Bush song was going to be this popular. So I bet you anything they edited in, because Kate Bush was more, a lot, I heard it like three different times, that right. song that got popular all of a sudden. I think they edited in some of that because it got popular.
Towards the end?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're that's why they split it up, is because they were finishing up post-production. I guarantee you they put in a little bit more Kate Bush than they needed
probably.
To.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh shit, it's taking
this
off.
This song is popping. Let's put some in. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good. I mean, that's it's a good song and it works.
I really enjoyed this season.
Yeah, you want to get into ratings or do you want to talk about more stuff?
Let's see. Let me check my notes.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll just talk about ratings and then if we have to, we can come back. What do you rate it?
You know, I'm going to give it an 8.
An 8?
Yep. Yeah. 8 Bloody Marys.
And what did you give? And then you gave it a 9? What did you give the first part?
Whoa.
Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Well, you didn't do your research on yourself. Fuck. Okay. I give this ending, the finale, a 10.
Yeah?
I liked it. The small things that, like the Metallica song, I don't quite like how Vecna ended that whole thing. Were just small gripes. I think it was fantastic. I didn't think it was too long. I wanted to watch more of it. I want to stay with these people and watch them forever.
Right.
So 10. And I gave the first half an 8, so I'm going to just land on a solid 9 for the whole season. I think it was, could be my favorite season of the whole show. I don't know. I haven't, like.
We need to go back and rewatch. I haven't so rewatched long any ago, of
it. Like, right? I watched one when it came out, two when it came out, three when it came out, and this one. But I feel like, I know I feel like I like this season more than the last one. I'm not too sure about like the first and the second, but I feel like this is my favorite one.
Yeah. I don't remember what I did last time, but I'm going to give the whole season a 9.
Okay.
Because yeah. I think it was like a 9 or.
Yeah.
I think I came around there anyway. Yeah. So yeah, I think overall a 9.
So we both rocking some solid 9s.
I think so.
And this on the same page. We need to like disagree more on stuff. Fuck. God, why are we so compatible?
I don't know.
Why do we like Jesus so many things? Christ. What's the last thing we like strongly disagreed on here on this podcast? I can't remember. It was something.
Maybe my Jason goes to hell.
Well, that was one. Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's that's your favorite Friday the 13th, and that's nutty. I can see it. I can see it. There's some cool stuff in there.
Entertained, start to finish, laugh my ass off. Oh my
God. Yeah.
Maybe old. I didn't old. You liked old, but we generally are
old,
like.
And you hated old.
I really didn't like it. Yeah. But yeah, we generally have the same.
Yeah. So Stranger Things, I wish that. So they went to that like military store to get all their, what was it called? I forget.
War Zone or War Dogs or. Yeah,
I want that
the
store.
The Warhouse or.
That store looks like so much fun.
I like how, like they're all in there like, all right, I need a shotgun. Yeah. I need this. I need this. Right? I need these.
But I do remember shops like that, little shops like that when I was a kid growing up in the Midwest, where it wasn't like that huge and advertised. But I remember you go to like the local hardware store and you have all that stuff there.
Right.
And you just like, nobody asks questions and just like, get this, get that, get
this. I know.
This.
There's a 12-year-old girl. Yeah. She's got her shopping cart and she's got fucking right? grenades and all sorts of shit. And they're just like, da-da-da, no big deal. No big thing.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No, yeah. I'm really interested to see what season 5 is going to be.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're going to do. Like I said, I want them to pick it up right where they left off. But if they time jump, I'm completely in the dark with what they're going to do.
Maybe
currently.
They'll do a little bit of both. Like you'll get the aftermath, like right after.
Yeah.
And then they'll jump a little, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I think we're going to get more of Will. In the final season, I think it'll come full circle because it was about him in the first season.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'll come full circle because he's still.
Yeah, now he's got his neck.
Right, because he's like, now that I'm back in Hawkins,
yeah.
I can feel him. He's hurt. You know, I think he'll come into play helping-wise, but maybe, you know, he might come into play in a different way.
Yeah,
Vecna might use him. Who knows? Because he is still connected to
Yeah.
to Vecna. Henry Vecna Henry 1.
Vecna Henry 1. That sounds like a handle. Also, Vecna Henry 1. Do you come in? Vecna Henry 1.
Also,
I'm here. I got him with my rocket. Thank you, Vecna Henry 1.
Thank you. Also, a side note, Mike's parents. So when they're coming into Hawkins, everyone's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But Mike's parents are still in their house. They're not, they didn't, there's no packing to leave. The dad's just like, oh, goddamn conspiracy theorists, just like the tabloids these days. Like, they really opened a portal to hell, sure. And the mom's just like, here's stuff to donate. I feel like that's suspicious.
I don't know. I feel like the parents have to know.
Those parents, something suspicious with them. I'm just saying.
Dustin's mom, too. She's got to know. I think they're just in denial.
I just think, like, everyone else in town is leaving and Mike's parents are like, it's a conspiracy. And, like, I don't know. I think something suspicious about them. So we'll see. Maybe the mom.
See what happens in, like, 8 years when we get the final season. I hope it doesn't take as long as the last one. But I think COVID was a huge part in that.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope it's a 1 year turnaround. If they, like, are on it now, you can just start right where they left off. But I don't think that's their plan.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm really interested to see where they go from here. I was reading something near. It talks about it's going to be more global in season 5. It's not going to be like a small town in Indiana. Like more people are going to be like, oh, like there's shit in Russia.
It's just the apocalypse.
Kind of. Yeah. And like more people are going to be in on it because
these fucking kids, they don't get lives. Come on.
I know.
Give them a break.
Hello. They're like 19 to 15 years old, saving the world.
I guess one thing I was expecting but didn't happen, I was expecting another reprise for the Never Ending Story. One thing we didn't see was Dustin and his girl together. So I hope we get that in the next season and they're doing like some power duo stuff together.
Yeah, that would be fun because he's my favorite character. So that was another like, oh, please don't kill Dustin. But
my favorite character is Steve.
Steve's a good character.
Stevie Boy, and then
Dustin
Hopper.
And Max are my favorites.
Yeah,
and I mean Eleven's pretty badass, but
she is.
Dustin and Max are my favorite.
Look at us still talking about it.
I know. All right.
Well, no, I got one more thing to say. We're not done yet.
We're not done.
Keep watching.
Just joking.
I kind of wanted Max to die, like I think because it hit hard when she was dying, right?
It did. I mean, I fucking cried.
If she would have died, I think that would have resonated like. You know, pretty. It's still cool that she's super fucked up and stuff.
Right. Well,
like she's blind and she can't move.
I think part of
is she now like Bronn from fucking Game of Thrones?
Is she?
What was his name? What was his
Bronn?
Yeah.
Oh, what did he become? The Raven? Or
yeah. Is she like the Raven now in Stranger Things? She can't see. She can't fucking walk.
Who knows?
She can sense things now because she was in Vecna's mind too. So
right. And I did like her hide in the light. As someone with depression and stuff like that, that's a good little like hide in the light when she was like, I'm going to think about the good things and hide in the good things until he finds me as much as I can. I think that was a good little message in that. But you can't kill Max. And I think part of season 5 is going to be Elle searching the darkness for her because she was in there going like,
that's probably going to be like your first episode.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be cool if that was the whole episode.
Just her search in the dark for.
Yeah. So let's wrap this up.
All right.
So did you like that Eddie played Metallica, or would you have preferred a different song in a different band like me? I would rather that he played Dio or Journey.
Yes. I'm
Master of Puppets. God damn it. That's why he died. That's why he died.
He played fucking Metallica. That's why. Yeah. God damn it.
All right, her Bloody Marys are like legit almost dead. Oh, ow. Okay. Goodbye. The Bloody Marys.